From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russia starts military operations in Syria. Russia launched its first airstrikes on Islamic State positions in Syria Wednesday. The move comes after Russian lawmakers approved a request by the Kremlin. Charles Maines reports.
Russia's upper house of parliament unanimously authorized a measure to allow troops to be sent to Syria after receiving a formal request from President Vladimir Putin. Within hours, Russian Defense Ministry officials announced the first airstrikes, saying Russian jets had targeted weapons storehouses and vehicles believed to belong to Islamic State fighters. Speaking at the Kremlin, President Putin said the Russian military maneuvers were fully in line with international law. It came at the formal request of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. He noted Russia would limit itself to an air campaign rather than putting troops on the ground. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter says the Russian airstrikes hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State fighters. Pentagon officials say Moscow's begun bombing near the western city of Homs. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the U.S. and Russian militaries will hold talks as soon as possible to avoid encountering each other in Syria. The U.S. military says coalition forces in Afghanistan have engaged Taliban fighters in a battle to recapture the key northern city of Kunduz, which the militant group seized Monday. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA the battle occurred Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport, as U.S. service members are helping Afghan security forces to fight the Taliban. Burkina Faso's government says it's trying to convince the general behind a recent short-lived coup to surrender a day after he sought refuge in an embassy in the capital. The government said negotiations are underway for the surrender of General Gilbert Diendéré to transitional authorities. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly Wednesday that Palestinians are no longer bound by its two-decade-old Oslo peace agreements with Israel and called on the world body to provide international protection for Palestinians. He accused Israel of refusing to release Palestinian prisoners while creating new Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The Abbas speech drew an immediate rebuke from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying it was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. With just hours to spare, Congress averted a partial U.S. government shutdown by passing a stopgap spending bill to keep federal agencies open past a midnight funding deadline. The House of Representatives approved the measure by a vote of 271 to 151. Earlier Wednesday, it cleared the Senate. The bill extends the government's spending authority until December 11th, and now goes to the White House, where officials say President Obama will sign it into law. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to the world Wednesday to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage. Mr. Ban stressed cooperation among all those who are struggling to cope with the crisis, with all efforts focused on saving lives. The world's seven leading industrialized countries, along with Gulf states, have pledged $1.8 billion to UN aid agencies helping with the migrant crisis. An alleged Islamist radical accused of helping to destroy historic buildings in Mali made his first appearance at the International Criminal Court on Wednesday. During a brief hearing, Ahmad al-Faqi al-Mahdi confirmed his identity but declined to make a statement. ICC prosecutors say al-Mahdi directed or took part in attacks that demolished nine historic mausoleums and a mosque in the city of Timbuktu during June and July of 2012. Nationwide ceasefire talks in Myanmar have collapsed, with a majority of the country's armed ethnic groups refusing to sign a deal. The government and representatives of 17 ethnic groups had been meeting in northern Thailand in hopes of securing a deal in time for a general election scheduled for November. The Washington Post newspaper reports an undisclosed number of officers of the Central Intelligence Agency have been pulled from China. That comes in the wake of a massive cyber theft earlier this year that exposed the personal data of more than 21 million U.S. government workers. The CIA is declining any comment. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.